To NURFM 103.7, Amanda McCreed keeping you company. Now, as many people know, I'm a big Lego fan, so I'm particularly excited about this. Maitland Brickfest, a Lego fan event. It's on this Sunday at Maitland High School, and on the line to tell us all about it is Kevin Evans from Rainbow Bricks. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Great, thanks. Great to have you. Now, for those who haven't been before, what is Maitland Brickfest all about?
It's about bricks. It's about Lego bricks. So we have 40 exhibitors and we have just over 100 tables, almost 110 tables of Lego displays. Some are sets, lots of creations from scratch, some collabs in the sense that we've got three or four people that are all contributing to this, to a display. And they range from Disney through to Star Wars.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of
sets,
fun.
New sets, old sets, and everything in between.
Well, like most Brickfest events, you're raising money. Where will the funds raise go to this year?
We're raising funds for the Maitland Hospital Volunteers.
Maitland Hospital Volunteers?
Yes.
Yes, excellent. And what do they do?
They support, obviously, Maitland Hospital. They purchase equipment that's probably not covered by the budget that the hospital gets. So if they're after something in particular, then they'll pass a list of what they the hospital will pass a list on of what the items are they're after, and the volunteers will raise funds to be able to purchase those items.
Oh, so it's all for a great cause. Will there be any build zones for kids and families this year?
Yes, we have a build zone. That's one of the features we take to all of our events. There'll also be some retailers there to be able to purchase Lego sets, parts, anything you can think of, just about, really.
And I take it you're a builder?
Yeah, I build. I don't have much on display because I've sacrificed my display so I can get other people in.
Right, because I was going to ask you, are you exhibiting any of your own Lego creations?
I have, the sign will be mine. So I have a Maitland Brickfest sign that I built. That'll be mine. And I wish I should tell a lie. I'm part of the Medieval Collaborative that's there.
So what does that entail as far as the brick building goes?
So for the medieval one, so we had a theme. We have some builders that really enjoy, obviously, classic castles, and which is usually based around medieval times, and that's the fantasy genre, I suppose. And so there are four of us that have put together a layout that's about four tables long.
Wow. Just filled with like a giant castle and horses and
yep,
things like that?
Yeah, castles and orcs and knights and probably a few princesses in there as well.
How long did it take to build that?
My section took the thing is you build over time, bits and pieces at different times depending on what you've got in your time. So if I put it all together, it probably took me 2 or 3 days. That would have been over a few weeks. I might have had to order parts in. I might have not had the time for a week or so, you know, being busy with life.
Yeah, life does get in the way, unfortunately.
Well, all the builders are volunteers giving up their time, obviously, to build their creations and then, of course, to the display. So, you know, it can be a big time burden in that regard. So we always appreciate that our builders, the time they take to build and display with us.
Well, yeah, I love Lego as well and I love building. The problem is, where do you store it all? That's, I guess you take them to events like this.
I'll base it on what I do. I design my stuff so that I can transport it from one venue to the next. So therefore, because I've got you can't build something that's a table, like a trestle table in size, which is a 6-foot trestle table. You can build something that size, but you can't transport it if it's all built as one structure. So you kind of have, some people will try to do that and they'll build themselves containers out of wood or something like that, to be able to transport it from one show to the other. I prefer to build on a couple of base plates, which is sort of like 25 centimetres by 50 centimetres is two base plates in size, And then I've got boxes that I can put things in, so I can stack them if I need to. I can put them in the corner out the way and not have to worry about them, so that they're there for the next event or the next time they're displayed. So yeah.
How many kits would you say you own?
A few.
A few hundred?
I will be honest and say I haven't bought as many lately because I'm running out of. You would run out of space. Yes. I don't have a big house, so
you need a big garage.
Yeah. Okay. I should say we do have, as I didn't mention before, we have Back to the Future. So this year was 40 years of Back to the Future. And we have some, we'll call them two families that have built all three versions of the Back to the Future town.
Wow, that'd be fantastic.
Yep.
Fantastic. And because I've seen like a giant DeLorean before, I'm assuming you wouldn't have that there because that would take hours and hours.
No, if we had a bigger venue, we would definitely consider it.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be good to get one, that's for sure. Yeah. You need someone that's into building big, that's for sure. Now, Lego used to be seen as more for kids, but increasingly it's appealing to every generation. Why do you think that it's so popular?
Well, there are a few reasons probably. Adults that have come on, say, in the last 4 or 5 years, quite often it's just a way to be able to relax. Something they can do with their hands and sort of turn off to the day's activities, whatever the stress is in their life, they can build. And then at the end of that, you've got something to show for it.
Mm.
Also, it's the fact that it's creative. My wife builds, but she's creative. You give her different mediums and she can do something with it. Lego is just another medium for her in that regard. But she doesn't like to build, so she prefers to build from scratch. So it can be many things to many people. And obviously there's all the, we'll say, the IPs, like we mentioned, Back to the Future, Star Wars, Frozen. So they sort of, there's lots of, if you like those franchises, then there's usually a Lego theme that ties in with what you like. And so it's across a range of things. And if you accidentally break it, it's not a problem. It's Lego. You can put it back together.
That's assuming you haven't lost the instructions.
I don't stress too much about the instructions because if Lego don't keep Lego keep a lot of them online, and if Lego don't, somebody else usually does.
Oh, well, that's good advice. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great day on Sunday. Maitland Brickfest, Sunday from 10 till 4 at Maitland High School. For anyone looking to get tickets, where should they go?
We will have them available at the door, but if you want to buy them in advance, then you could go to rainbowbricks.com.au and there's a link there.
Fantastic. Kevin Evans, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic day out for Lego lovers, me being one of them, and I might just see you there. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Bye.
If you'd like more information on Maitland Brickfest, a Lego fan event, you can head to our community events calendar at 2nurfm.com.au.